Greetings. In the name of Jesus. We are Reuben and Linda Allgaier, and we're rejoicing that we can come up here and share our testimony, even though it's a little stretch for us. But we just want to bring the glory and honor to God what He has done for us. I was born and raised in the Old Order Amish setting. Being a very rebellious young boy, I do believe my parents taught me the way according to their knowledge. Even though I don't really remember anything about the new birth, and it was basically about, works and doing the best you can and joining the church and being baptized. Anyway, I grew up like that and joined the youth at age 16 and was still very rebellious. Ended up in a partying lifestyle, and that went on for a number of years. At age 23, I met my wife. We dated for 2 years, and we didn't have God in our courtship. It was very worldly courtship. At age 25, I got married, and we got married. Still didn't have God in our life. I don't even think we had a prayer life the first year or so. And I was becoming a very strong Amishman, basically a every other Sunday Christian, I guess. I guess we were married about 5 years. And we heard about my brother Dave and Lynn out in Northumberland County that day. We were going to Bible studies and going to a different church. So we were concerned about this, and we went out to visit them. And like I said, I was a very strong Amishman. I wasn't afraid of being deceived. I felt like I was very solid in what I know. So we went out there, and that evening we got to talking. We started sharing some things, and I remember my brother had the Bible on his lap, and I don't remember how everything went, but I do remember he asked me, he looked me in the eye and he asked me if I'm born again. And I just quoted something that I heard the minister say, that I'm still working on it. And he looked at me and he was like, "Rob, you have to be born again." So that just kind of... And that night, we stayed there overnight. That night we went to bed, I said to my wife, "They have something." I knew they had something. And we stayed there overnight, and the next day was Sunday. We came home, and our thoughts were just in a turmoil. It was... Something was definitely going on. And we were very burdened with this, and we went down to my parents that evening and just emptied out on them. And I said, I can see why they said, don't go visit people like that by yourself. Because from there on, it just started something. And I'm going to back up a little bit. My mother gave us a book called Power in Praise. In there was the plan of salvation was laid out very clearly. And it actually said about it's as simple as asking for the Holy Spirit and you will receive it. So we did by this time have a prayer life. We did devotions in the morning and we started saying that prayer, asking for the Holy Spirit. Even though we didn't know what it means really and we didn't have much faith. But I'd say that was probably about half a year before we went out there to Northumberland County. There in Luke 11, verse 13, it says, "If ye then, being evil, know how to give good things to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give you the Holy Spirit, if you ask?" So I do believe something was working there already. Anyway, we came back from Northumberland, and we couldn't think anything else for the next 3 weeks. My wife would spend the days reading the Bible, and I'd be at work just thinking about this. And we'd come home and sit down in the living room, and just she would show me truths that she found that day. And it was just really exciting, just discovering all those beautiful truths. And even though at the same time I was trying to, I had my own forms of righteousness, I guess, and I set out to prove to my brother David that I can do this and be an Amishman. So I started cleaning up. There was always things in council meeting. I always came home from council meeting just feeling so guilty. There was always something that I had that, even though there were very small, petty things, I do remember saying to my friends, some of my friends one time, every time after council meeting, I just have this guilt, and I don't know why. And one of the men said, that's the way it's supposed to be. So, I guess I thought I was on the right track. But anyway, I started putting stuff away, and I even went to the extent of buying a push mirror versus a power mirror, and this was all happening in these 2 or 3 weeks between from when we were out there to when we got born again. It just wasn't giving me peace, and just wasn't working. And finally, we were just, I think it was on a Wednesday evening after work, we were talking about this. By then we had discovered enough of truth that we knew we don't have the Lord Jesus Christ in our life, and that is what we need. So we were like, what are we waiting on? So we got born again right there, and in the living room, my wife and I together, I just praised God for that. And there was one thing that I want to share. After we got married, there was still a void in my life. I didn't have the party lifestyle anymore. I was sick and tired of that, and I took up goose hunting. And I just let my whole self into that. Just, I went all out, spent a lot of money, and I also used tobacco. When I got converted, God took that urge of smoking away. I never had any problem with it since. And also the goose hunting was definitely an idol in my life. Well, when I got converted, I was like, well, I can probably still keep hunting, you know, it would be a ministry, and goose hunting, you always hunt with other people, so I was like, well, maybe it's a way I can reach my brothers. But the Lord didn't really give me rest with that. Finally, I decided, all right, I'm going to sell it. And I said to my wife, if I'm going to put an ad in the paper for 10 days, see if it sells. If it doesn't sell, I'm going to take that as a sign from God that I can keep it. The first day I had 6 phone calls, and that evening it was sold, so it was very clear he didn't want me to hunt anymore. So, I guess that's kind of my testimony. I just praise God that He has delivered me from that idol, and that idol also has kept me from quitting smoking before my conversion. Tried it a couple of times, but that just seemed to, that was definitely a hindrance in my life, and I just praise God for setting me free from all those things. And I desire to have a water baptism here next Sunday, and praise God.
Good morning. I just want to praise and glorify my Lord Jesus for what He has done in my life. He has brought me out of the miry pit and set my feet on solid rock. I was raised in an old order Amish home, and I thank my parents for what they taught me. I think they did the best that they knew how to do. As a young child, I loved to read, and I pretty much read whatever I could get my hands on. Sometimes I would read scary stories or happenings in the newspaper that caused me to fear, and I just worried about a lot of things. My biggest fear was dying. It just absolutely terrified me. I was so afraid that I would die before I was ready. Sometimes I was afraid to go to sleep in the evening for fear that I would die during the night. I occasionally had a dream that Jesus was coming back, and it was always the same. I was standing at the same place, looking out at the sky, and all of a sudden Jesus was coming out of the clouds, and I was just terrified. I just had this feeling of panic, like, now what? What's going to happen to me? And I was just a young child then. I'm not sure what that was all about, but I definitely needed Jesus. And my dream always ended there. I never knew what happened. As a teenager, I started working at a local restaurant. It was a really good environment for me to work in. The owners were Christians, and the people that I worked with were Christians. And I feel like a lot of seeds were planted in my heart. We would talk about anything and everything, and Sometimes we would talk about spiritual things, and the subject would come up about being saved, and I just didn't really know what to think about that. I knew what I was supposed to think, and that was that I can't know that I'm saved until Judgment Day, but something just didn't really add up. I always just felt like there has to be more to this than all that. I mean, I didn't read my Bible that much, but when I did, it just didn't add up. And that's just a terrible way to live, living with the fear of, what if I don't make it? What if I'm not a good enough person? Titus 3:5 says, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost." But back then I didn't take all this to heart. A part of me believed it, but there was still always the thought in the back of my mind, well, what if it's deceiving? That's always, you know, what I heard, that knowing that you're saved is being deceived. The parable of the seed, Sir, Luke 8:11-12 says, "The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are those that hear. Then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved." Life went on and I was distracted by the cares of this life. God was someone I called on when I was in trouble, but when life was good and everything was going great, I seldom read the Bible or prayed until that old fear of death would hit me, and then I would worry about it for a while. I knew that I needed to do something, but I didn't really know what. I would ask forgiveness of my sins, but it never really made me feel better or helped for long. I didn't have true repentance and remorse for my sins. It was more just a cover-up thing to make me feel better. I often felt like there was this big gulf between God and I, like I just can't quite get there. I knew that I need to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, but something was just hindering me, and I think it was the sin in my life and also the sin of unbelief, not believing that Jesus can save me. Over the years, I did a lot of things trying to fill that empty void in my heart that only Jesus Christ can fill. I was rebellious, and I did a lot of things that my parents disapproved of. Then when we got married, I thought, wow, my life is great, now I'll be happy. But I soon found out that marriage has its ups and downs and its trials. I was not very submissive as a wife. I didn't even hardly know what that word really meant. But praise God, He is working in our marriage, and He's showing us how beautiful a marriage in Christ can be. He's showing me that submission can be a beautiful place, a peacefulness that comes with letting my husband make the decisions and just resting in that. And I'm not feeling like I have to worry about everything all the time. I always felt like I just really have to worry about everything. I worry for both of us. One way that God has really drawn me to Him is through our not having any children. We were married for 6 years, and that has really been a struggle for me already, since that's something that I always dreamed of, having a family. But praise God, He has brought me to a place of being able to say, "Thy will be done." And I could not say that before, so I just praise Him for that. Well, then almost a year ago, when we heard about Dave and Linda, like Ruben was sharing, we heard they were attending Bible study, and we decided to go out and visit them for the weekend. So we went out, and we had some discussions, and we were very much on the defense. We had our guards way up. We came home that evening, and we just felt very much in a turmoil. We were just so convicted, but we didn't realize it, really. We went to bed that night, and well, first we went down to Ruben's parents and talked, and that just made us even more in a turmoil. And we came home, we went to bed, and all these thoughts were just going round and round in our head. And the next morning, Ruben went to work, and I didn't really know what to do. I didn't really get much done that day at all. I think I got my laundry out on the line, and after that, I just sat on the couch, and I just felt so. I just had way too much to think about, and there was just this turmoil, and my thoughts were all in a jumble, and I remember feeling like my head is just so full. I just was going over everything we had talked about, and so I was just sitting there, and all of a sudden I noticed the Bible in front of me on the coffee table, and I thought, well, why not look? And I picked it up and I read it. And I started finding things. And I just kind of paged through it and read different verses. And the more I read, it seemed to comfort me. And sometimes I felt like I would find a verse and I would think, oh, maybe they're right. And then I would find another one that would kind of make me think, well, you know. So it was just kind of back and forth, and it was just a turmoil. But that evening when Reuben came home, we discussed it, and that's pretty much what we did the rest of the week. And the next week, I think, I didn't get much time. I think I went to work some days, but when I was at home, I would read the Bible, and in the evening we would discuss it, and it just started becoming real to us. And the more we read, the more we believed. And I started letting myself believe that I think we can know that we can be saved. And the Bible just became alive to me. And I wanted to read it. I couldn't wait to sit down and read it. Where usually I would rather want to read other books. And like my husband shared, after a couple weeks, we knew what we needed to do. God was calling us, and we needed to become born again. So we did. We confessed our sins, and we repented, and we asked Jesus into our heart. And he answered our prayers. Yeah. And I just praise God, because our life has never been the same. And I just think of the lines to a song that pretty much summons up my life. It goes, all my life long I had panted for a draught from some cool spring that I hoped would quench the burning of the thirst I felt within. Hallelujah, I have found him whom my soul so long has craved. Jesus satisfies my longing. Through his blood I now am saved. And praise God, he has taken away my fears and my doubts and my fears of dying. I don't fear that anymore. Look forward to meeting Jesus. I desire a baptism, a water baptism, an outward showing of what has happened in my life. And I praise God.